Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 74. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows of down to about 42. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57, mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With no Speaker of the House, as Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the position, Ron Estes listed some of the Republicans that could take up the mantle, as he spoke with our very own Andy Hoosier.
Georgia leader Steve Scalise and our whip Tom Emmer, Jim Jordan, who's chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Patrick McHenry, who's chairman of the Financial Services.
He went on to mention a few more chairman and leadership members of the Republican Party. After the previous chief resigned, Zach Hudlin will be interim police chief for Marion County after the international and national headlines of the police department raiding the local newspaper. He had this to say to Cake News.
It's going to be stressful, but, you know, we just have to change that public perception. We just have to move on from where we were and grow and expand past that.
Marion County Record editor had nice things to say about Zach Hudlin.
Zach's a nice guy. I've always liked Zach. And even while Chief Cody was here.
From the news desk, I am Felix Johnson.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News.
How may I help you?
Because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
A Parsons man now faces 55 charges connected to drug trafficking crimes after he was indicted by a federal grand jury. The Wichita jury indicted Tremaine M. Darkus, 44, of Parsons on conspiracy to distribute meth, interstate travel, and aid of racketeering, 49 counts of using a communication facility to facilitate a drug trafficking crime, among other crimes. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas has noted that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives investigated the case. Reno County has been a semi-dry county since the 80s, and they could be voting to change that next month. Reno County Commission Chair Daniel Friesen spoke about it to KSN.
There are businesses in town that sell alcoholic beverages by the drink, and they're not necessarily a restaurant. And so they have kind of an unfair disadvantage when it comes to having a requirement to have food sales with that.
The vote will be November 7th. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry. And Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. People are planning to launch boats in Nebraska this fall, but low water conditions could affect that all across the state. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is advising boaters to be patient and cautious when they're launching and loading their boats. They also recommend a spotter is with them to check and see if the ramp is visible from the shoreline due to many boat ramps being extended to counter the low water conditions. Local staffs are great resources, but mindfulness is key. In other news, Grand Island Fire Department is announcing a fall restrictive open burn period that will begin on October 8th and end on October 21st. Residents can purchase a $10 burn permit. Residents are reminded that no burning is allowed during times of wind speeds greater than or equal to 15 miles per hour. And the fire department may burn all of open burning if weather conditions are too hot, dry, and windy. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fall enrollment figures for area schools released. Marysville District is down 15 students with 713 pre-K through grade 12. Elementary's down 3 with 335 students. Junior high down 8 to 128. And the high school down 4 to 250 students. St. Gregory's has 161 pre-K through 6th grade, up 22 from last year. Good Shepherd at 69 students, pre-K through 8th. Valley Heights Elementary reports 110 at Waterville, pre-K through 2nd grade, with 116 in Blue Rapids, grades 3 through 6. Junior Senior High have 178 students, in line with last year. Frankfort Vermilion reports 151 K through 6, 39 Junior High, and 83 High School. Axtell has 165 total enrollment, K through 12, with 13 pre-K, 39 elementary, 47 junior high, and 40 in high school. At Hanover, there are 139 students, down 1 from a year ago, with 70 elementary, 14 junior high, and 55 high school. There are 108 enrolled at St. John's Hanover, grades 1 through 8, highest total in 45 years. Lynn reports 172 students, up 11, with 93 in elementary, 20 junior high, and 59 senior high. At Lynn Lutheran, 68 are enrolled grades 1 through 8. At Washington County, up 5 students with 350 total, 184 elementary, 62 junior high, and 104 senior high. USD 113 School Board replied to recent challenges by Nemahal Central, Frankfort Centralia, and Jackson Heights districts regarding land transfer in a letter to the editor September 20th in the Seneca Courier Tribune. Kansas State Board of Education has been asked to intervene in a disagreement after the Wetmore School was closed and students relocated, many to adjacent districts. Noting the land transfer would involve some 40% of USD 113 territory, while the Wetmore School encompassed around 12%, the request is termed unjust. The State Board is researching procedures and identifying potential mediators in the case. There will be two Valley Heights USD 498 special board meetings Thursday. The first, a public hearing pertaining to the Lagoon Project and application process for a KDHE loan, is planned at 7 p.m. The second will follow immediately after the public hearing is adjourned and will be held at the district office. A homecoming is Friday at Lynn High School. Candidates are the entire senior class: Anthony Ayala, Hope Bikeman, Cindy Castro, Carissa Colley, Roberto Marquez, Kelsey Mueller, William Olson, Gabriel Rutter, and Gavin Turk. Pep rally is planned Friday afternoon, crowning at 6:30 before the football game with Donovan West. Homecoming is Friday at Centralia. Queen candidates Eve Jones, Tori Kuckelman, Karis Larson, and Delaney Winter. King candidates Maverick Becker, Brody Grossnickel, and Will Steinlogge, and Reese Tanking. Crowning set for 5:30 before the football game with Garden Plain. Fall Soup Day is underway in Marysville Thursday with the American Legion Baseball Soup Day, 11 to 7, at the Marysville American Legion. Chamber and Main Street Soup Day is October 19th. Memorial Presbyterian Potato Bake, October 26th. United Methodist Church Soup Day, November 2nd. St. Gregory Catholic Church, November 9th, and Mount Calvary Lutheran, November 16th. Candidate forum Thursday evening at Marysville City Hall at 7 p.m. will include Marysville candidates for mayor and city council, as well as USD 364 school board. Public is welcome. Wymore Blue Springs fall citywide garage sales this weekend. Maps at convenience stores are available.
Waterville Community Connections invites you to the Autumn Flannel Fest Saturday, October 7th. At the Waterville Community Center, a biscuit and gravy breakfast will serve 6 until 9. The vendor fair runs from 9 to 3 with a lunch stand provided. Street golf registration begins at 2:30. Play begins at 3. The beer garden opens at 2:30. And the Circle P Smoke-Off will feature smoked meats meal beginning at 6:30 at the community center. Cash donation welcome. Don't forget to wear your flannel. The Autumn Flannel Fest in Waterville is Saturday, October 7th. Michael Ray Tyler, age 58, of Las Vegas, husband of Janet Robinson Tyler, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 21st. Funeral services planned Thursday, October 5th, 3:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Michael Ray Tyler. Deona F. Brenner, age 88, of Randolph, passed away October 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Alert Covenant Church. Burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Visitation Sunday with family from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Deona Brenner. Larry Haas Holsapple, age 80, of Seneca, passed away September 29th. Private burial of Seneca City Cemetery is planned with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Larry Haas Holsapple. Linda A. Bryson, age 85, of Wymore, passed away September 29th. Memorial service October 13th, 11 a.m., at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Linda Bryson.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and cooler the next few days. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Friday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some frost early Saturday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Starting to warm up as we head into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then partly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Still more sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. And still clear into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And even warmer throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 74, record high on this date 98. The average low 49 and the record low 30. Sunrise this morning 7:27, sunset this evening at 7:05.
Can you tell the difference between fresh and canned pumpkin? There's only one way to find out, and that's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 5th, the 278th day of the year. McDonald's mogul Ray Kroc was born on this day, and in 1921, the World Series was first broadcast on the radio. We don't know many people who start with fresh pumpkin when making pumpkin pie, but if you have a mind to try it, here's how. After scrubbing the gourd and scooping out the seeds and fiber, cut it into small pieces. Place those pieces, skin side up, in shallow water in a baking dish. Bake at 325 degrees until the pumpkin is fork tender. Cut away the shell and your fresh pumpkin will be recipe ready. A fun experiment might be to make the same recipe with canned pumpkin. Serve them together and see who can tell the difference. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fall recipe ideas at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Girls are playing football more than ever, and two girl kickers here in Kansas had the opportunity to play against each other. Marlo Sullivan is the kicker for the Andale Indians, while Nickerson has Isla Anches. They both spoke about how important it is to them and their communities, about the role models that they have become over the last couple of years. They had this to say to Cake News.
There's a specific sibling of one of the boys that play who looks up to me, and I went and ate lunch with her, and she just thinks it's really cool that I play football, so that makes me feel good.
After games, when the girls come up to me, it's definitely a different feeling, and like them wanting a high five or anything or a picture, and I just hope it opens their doors, and like obviously people say you can't, but I want them to feel like they can. And that there's no limit, really, and you can do whatever you want if you put your mind to.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Aaron Rodgers, who's injured for the season, still was at the Chiefs-Jets matchup on Sunday night and later spoke with Pat McAfee on his weekly appearance on his show, calling Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer. Aaron Rodgers notably did not take the vaccine in the COVID season and has had criticism for vaccine companies. The owner of the New York Jets, the team Aaron Rodgers is on the payroll for, is Woody Johnson, the heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune, a company that has provided vaccines across the country. The Chiefs will take on Aaron Rodgers' rival from 15 years in Green Bay, the Minnesota Vikings, in Minneapolis this weekend. And in the college ranks, K-State will head down to Stillwater to play on Friday at 6:30 against the Oklahoma State Cowboys after their bye week. And KU will be hosting UCF at the booth as they try to avenge their loss against number 3 Texas. That was 40-14. And a huge matchup with the two teams currently at the top of the Big 12 is in the Red River rivalry in Arlington, Oklahoma. Texas are both 2-0 in the conference, along with West Virginia. Mid-American Network Sports.
Annual American Legion Baseball Fall Soup Day will be Thursday, October 5th, serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion. They'll be featuring chili, ham and bean, vegetable beef, and chicken noodle soup, plus sandwiches and homemade desserts. They will offer delivery at noon with takeouts available all day. Annual American Legion Baseball Fall Soup Day is Thursday, October 5th, serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
K-State fans, stocking cap packages are available now for the soccer match versus West Virginia on October 12th. Cheer on your Wildcats at Boozer Family Park by ordering your $20 package to receive a K-State beanie and ticket to the West Virginia match. Get yours by Tuesday, October 10th at kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Updated TVL volleyball results. First from last Saturday at the Onega tournament, Frankfurt finishes in second place. Onega takes third, while Blue Valley finishes fifth. At the Valley Falls Invitational, Centralia finishes third. Axtell finishes sixth. At the Rock Hills Invitational, Lynn finishes in second place. While at the Concordia tournament, Hanover finishes 2-1 with wins over Clay Center and Marysville before falling to Concordia. Results from Tuesday night action at Donovan West. Washington County goes 2-0, defeating Lynn and Donovan West, while Lynn finishes the night 1-1 with a victory over Donovan West. At Hanover, the Wildcats finish 2-0 in their home match with wins over Centralia and Frankfort. The Centralia Panthers finish 1-1 with a victory over Frankfort, while the Wildcats of Frankfort drop both matches. At Clifton Clyde, the Eagles defeat Valley Heights in three sets, while in a non-league contest, the Mustangs defeated Clifton Clyde in two sets. At Onega, the Buffaloes finish 1-2 with a victory over Troy. Blue Valley finishes 2-1 with victories over Onega and Troy, while Axtell finishes the evening 2-1 with victories over Onega and Blue Valley. Updated league standings, Hanover sets in first place and undefeated 10-0 with a 23-5 overall record. Valley Heights is in second with a 7-3 league record, 20-9 overall, while Centralia rounds out your top three, 6-3 in league play and a 20-10 record overall.
Marysville High School girls tennis team won their fourth straight North Central Kansas League title at Wamego, finishing first in singles and doubles competition. Shea Kramer, who had posted 100 career wins prior to the league tournament, won first in singles, defeating Alyssa Fries, who had defeated Kramer the previous 2 years. Grace Winkler won the number two singles. Number one doubles went to Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon, while Kate Fries and Aubrey Veering won number two doubles. Marysville will host the 1-2-3A regional this weekend. Marysville High School volleyball team won versus Concordia, but lost Clay Center and lost to Smith Center in a tournament at Concordia. Volleyball team won versus Chapman in two sets Tuesday. They're at Wamego next. Marysville High cross country team at Sabetha Thursday this week. They'll host the North Central Kansas League meet October 12th, and regionals are slated the 21st at Sabetha. Marysville boys won a meet at Horton last week, seven finishing in the top 24 in the top 10, with Silas Miller placing first, Brenner Pilsel fourth, Mason Rader fifth, and Nathan Miller seventh. Girls placed fifth in that Horton run. Sarah Miller was top runner for Marysville at 16th place. Football action Friday, Marysville at Valley Heights. It's live on KNDY FM, 95.5, with the K-Preps pregame show at 6 and the Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Kansas State's in action, a 6:30 kickoff, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. We'll join the pregame show following our evening news block. Kansas Jayhawks in action Saturday, 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5.
Flattened stems, a proliferation of buds and blooms, and even two-headed flowers is a physiological disorder of plants known as fasciation. The abnormal growth can occur spontaneously as a result of a hormonal imbalance, genetic mutation, the plant's response to its environment, or for some unknown reason. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. you can often find fasciation occur on rudbeckias, foxgloves, hardy and daylilies, asparagus, willows, succulents, cacti, and more than 100 species of plants. The abnormal growth may occur on the stem, flower, fruit, or roots, and may be flattened, crested, or contorted. There's usually no need to be concerned. In fact, these unique growths have allowed plant breeders to propagate and introduce new varieties. These include crested forms of celosia, fantail willow, and beefsteak tomatoes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The first settlers to this region began to farm the land, but drought and grasshoppers made life miserable for most. But just when things seemed to be at their worst moment, a chance trip halfway around the world changed the area's fortunes. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1850s, the first immigrants came to farm here near the Walnut River at present-day El Dorado, Kansas.
We had years of drought, followed by years of flood, followed by grasshoppers in the 1870s. And we have stories that those grasshoppers ate anything. We have stories of curtains and farm equipment handles being just gnawed on, you know, by the grasshoppers.
Renee Albert shares the story at the Butler County History Center. In the 1880s, farming was not going well. But a trip to the opposite side of the world would change agriculture here.
There was a gentleman from Butler County, and he went down to South Africa for some reason, came across this crop they were growing in South Africa, and they were calling it kaffir corn down there. And he figured, you know, if it's going to grow there, it could probably grow here. Well, we call that milo or sorghum now.
The plant, however, was much different than the same crop today.
When it came here, it was a crop that grew on stalks that were up to 12, 15 feet tall and had to be harvested by hand. So that became a very lucrative crop for us because it was a silage crop. It was a feed crop.
The area that had been hard to farm suddenly had a more productive use thanks to kaffir corn.
We had a lot of people who came here who traveled through the Flint Hills and found that the Flint Hills were not good for farming, but they were wonderful for ranching. So we had a lot of ranchers that settled here.
Kaffir corn was a big help to ranchers. So much so, the town began to honor the plant brought from South Africa to help agriculture thrive. More next time as we travel the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of antiques, collectibles, and household items for the Frank Feldhausen Estate Saturday, October 7th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 995 Fifth Road, Rural Bremen. Selling 3 and 4 stack lawyer's bookcases, an oak library stand, 7 violins in cases, number of advertising items, belt buckles, a few toys, a few knives, Prell Mercantile Crocs, Red Wing Crocs, Red Wing Jugs, Red Wing Churns, some coins selling, as well as household items, including an oversized lift chair, queen-size sleep number bed, full-size beds, chest of drawers. Also selling a 1970 Sidewinder tri-hole boat with 125 Johnson outboard motor and trailer. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 7th, begins at 10 a.m. From Marysville, go 3 miles west to the Herkimer Corner at 6th Road, north 2 miles and a mile west. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you bring houseplants inside for the winter, a sneaky little insect might come in too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fungus gnats live in potting soil and will happily hop to your other plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you have houseplants, you might have annoying tiny bugs flying around them. They're called fungus gnats and infest the growing medium of potted plants. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says fungus gnats lay their eggs in moist soil and the larvae live in the top 2 to 3 inches. The maggots then cause damage by nibbling on the plant roots. When an infested plant is moved, such as when you bring it inside from the outside, they swarm in a black cloud. They'll fly from pot to pot, so you could end up with several generations in different pots. He says one way to prevent them from settling in your houseplant soil is by keeping it on the dry side.
I know that we like to water our plants and keep them healthy, but if you can at least let the top surface of that soil in your pot dry out before you water it again, it'll keep it dry enough in that medium that they won't want to infest it. They like high moisture content in there.
When you buy soil medium, make sure it's been pasteurized. Larson says many people like to dig up soil in the yard and make their own potting mix, but it's also a good way to bring fungus gnats into the pot. Controlling the little buggers can be tricky. One way to start is by hanging a yellow sticky card that you buy at the gardening store. They'll get trapped on the glue, and it might kill enough of them to plummet the population. You can target the maggots with bleach and water.
A 1 part to 10 parts bleach and water solution that you can run through the pot and through the soil, and that will kill the maggots themselves. So that's kind of like cleaning the soil itself.
For biological control, a liquid bacterial drench called Natrol will also kill the larvae. Learn more about controlling fungus gnats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou.
As I heed not, no man's empty.
the safety net function of the Federal Farm Program. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The government is expected to step in when disaster strikes, floods, hurricanes, things like that. But what if the disaster is economic and threatens to put farmers out of business? Here's John Newton, chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee.
We've got a lot of headwinds in agriculture, and so now's the time for the Farm Bill to invest in the safety nets that producers depend upon, make sure we've got a strong Title I program, a strong crop insurance program, so that these tools reflect the risks that producers face in agriculture.
The public thinks farmers are getting rich. Newton says farm expenses keep rising.
One of the top concerns that producers have weighed in about is just the inflation that they're seeing on farm production expenses. If we look since the last Farm Bill, farm production expenses have increased by $114 billion. And it's every single category that farmers are paying.
As Washington prepares to replace the recently expired farm program with a new one, Newton says it needs to look forward.
Farm bills are written for the bad times. If we don't do it now, producers will be stuck with the same safety net for the next 5 years. And by the time we get to that next farm bill, some of the information that we use to establish those reference prices will be over 15 years old.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with technology continuously growing across the nation and around the globe, it's also trying to be used for the best possible way in the agricultural industry, as well as the Kansas State Research and Extension Office has announced they have partnered with the U.S. Department of Agriculture as they are looking at ways to try and find nanotechnology and using it to the best way they can to try and stop parasites like mosquitoes from harming crops. As according to the office, entomologists from the Kansas State University have published new findings of a study which they found that they tested nanomaterials and how effective they are at killing mosquito larvae as a way to use fewer insecticides in the process. The report was released at the end of September through the American Chemical Society Omega Journal, which featured images of using the technology as one of the supplemental front covers of the month's issue. As according to Jeff Whitworth, the entomologist with Kansas State Research and Extension, saying, quote, if nanotechnology can be employed to control pests, it will greatly reduce the use of pesticides in the environment. And if researchers can find the right carriers for these nano-insecticides, products may be considered organic waste. There may also be able to reduce the amount of organic waste. He went on to say that they found mosquito larvae. Silver apparently gets into their mid-gut and kills the microbes that are necessary for mosquito larvae's well-being, saying that if farmers were able to implement this, they would have to use far less pesticides to try and mitigate the amount of mosquitoes in the area. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say the normal concentrations of pesticides range from 10 to 32 parts per million. But according to Norton, they say, quote, the advantage of nanotechnology is that you have a larger surface area to work with, and nanomaterials have more bioavailability of active ingredients due to their size. The increased loading of pesticides onto the surface of nanomaterial and their availability to increase bioavailability of ingredients to targeted pests results in the use of less active ingredients like pesticides, which leads to lower costs for those using those products. Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell Construction.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Women have always had a role on the farm and face specific health risks. Ergonomics and reproductive health are top concerns on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A woman on the farm takes on several roles, caretaker, farm worker, and she probably has an off-farm job as well. The balancing act can lead to safety risks, putting her health in jeopardy. The 2017 Ag Census says 31% of farmers are women, but safety education in agriculture is often aimed at men in farming operations, and most farm tools and equipment are geared toward the male physique. Nisha Rose Davison is the Health Communications Director for the AgriSafe Network. She says women are suffering from ergonomic issues.
Dealing with the equipment and then the upper body and core strength associated with work on the farm, like if you're doing repetitive motion, we're seeing neck injuries, shoulder injuries, hand and wrist injuries, lower back pain, mostly all associated with ergonomics, so repetitive motions or just kind of the physical strength that's associated with work on the farm.
She says they're also looking at reproductive issues from lingering effects of chemical exposure.
If you are not pregnant, but in the preconception period when you're not even thinking about pregnancy, if you're working with certain chemicals, pesticides, that could have impact on your reproductive health. So you want to be mindful of making sure that you're reading labels of things that you're working with, making sure that you're wearing the proper protective equipment. You shouldn't be working with needles if you're working with livestock, especially if it's with hormones and you're pregnant.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm safety risks for women and download a health risk assessment tool at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expensive tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Thursday today, we are seeing a bit of a rebound in the grain markets after a lower start to the day. Corn really taking a jump up, though. in the positive as December corn is up 12.25 cents right now to 4.98 1/4. March corn up by 12.25, sitting at 5.13 1/4 cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat continues to move up as well. Big gains right now, almost a quarter higher, 24.75 cents up to 6.91 1/4. March KC wheat up 23.5 to 6.98 3/4 cents. Oats market slightly higher here. December oats up 5.25 to 4.34 1/4. In the soybeans, they've taken a jump up. Big rally going on towards the end of the day here. November beans up 9 cents to 12.82 even a bushel. The January beans up 7.5 to $13 even right now. In the meal, October meals up a dollar to 3.69 70 cents, with the December up 5.5 to 3.77 50 cents. And the soybean oil for October down 52 cents at 57.91. The December's down 58 cents at 55.40 cents. Cotton market mostly lower here. December's down 20 cents at 86.81. The October still off the board at 86.72 cents. Overall, U.S. dollar index, we'll take a look there real quick. The December index down 32 cents at 106.20. The euro up in the green slightly at 105. Japanese yen up at 68 cents. And the British pound slightly higher at 121. Overall, 30-year bonds right now down in the red slightly, sitting at 111.14. 10-year notes for December slightly higher. Not a lot of movement there, sitting at 107.09 overall. Real quick in the stock market, still mostly lower here as we get closer to the end of the trading day. The Dow Jones down 26 points at 33,103. The S&P down 10 points at 42.53. The NASDAQ in the red by 38 at 13,197. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After Hours Feed Supply offers Nutrien and EDM feeds for pets and livestock. After Hours Feed Supply has 22 all-natural, 25 all-natural, and 2810 urea tubs on hand. Check these out at After Hours Feed Supply. Bob and Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As the summer season starts to come to a close, West Nile virus is coming into season, and there are many things Kansans should consider about the virus. Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith explained some concerns livestock producers should have about West Nile virus. He begins by sharing the current case situation in the state and where West Nile virus is the most common at.
This is a virus that our mosquito population has a tendency to be a carrier of and be populated with it. We see it be a problem different years. We are seeing some horse cases in the state. We usually have 2 to 3. We've actually had 9 positive cases that we know of here in the state so far this summer, with September being our key month, being our peak month usually historically. It tends to be localized in our central part of our state, so we've seen it across the central portions, but we've seen some cases in Ford County, and we've seen some cases in Douglas County as well.
He discusses what livestock animal has the most issues with the West Nile virus and their symptoms.
Horses are the ones that are concerned, so they are the ones that can see the negative aspects of this virus. Typically, the horse may not show, it may not show any signs at all. But when it does flare up, we'll see those symptoms of a viral disease, namely a fever, inappetence, dullness, fatigue in that respect. But at the same time, it can go into a neurological component. So we will actually see some ataxia or incoordination in the hind limbs and may actually go down and can be a fatal disease in our horse populations. Typically, the horses that show that neurological component is, but at the same time, once they get viral, hyperviremic and it goes into the nervous system, it progresses pretty fast. Would highly recommend that if you're seeing any kind of symptoms like that, that you get with your local veterinarian as quickly as you can.
Smith explains how equine owners can help prevent West Nile virus and what they should do if their horse contracts the virus.
We have a vaccination, and it's very effective. And so I would highly recommend that horse owners get their horses vaccinated, keep them up to date. You know, most of the time, horses that are vaccinated, we're not seeing any issues with. So it is a reportable disease in the state of Kansas. What we would ask is if you have knowledge that your horse has West Nile virus, either through your veterinarian or through your diagnostic lab, is that you give us a call, let us know. We're going to ask you a couple questions about where are you located, how old is the horse, is the horse vaccinated, and then frankly, how is the horse doing, is what we want to know. So there's no regulatory action taken, it's just more of an information so that we can make sure that we get people educated and aware.
That was Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith with the Kansas Department of Agriculture on how horses can get the West Nile virus. There are steps that producers should follow if their livestock has it. For more information on the virus and steps to follow, go to www.agriculture.ks.gov and search for West Nile virus. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Columbia's original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.